are, folks. Thank you for joining us here. This is our September 24th program. It's 6 p.m. on the West Coast, where I am here in my home in Sedona, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And thank you for joining me. And it has been a while. It has been a couple of months since I've actually had a live program, because for the last 2 months off and on, I have been in Hong Kong. And you've seen that from the newsletters that I've sent out. And what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to go back and share the beginning, how all of this started in my connections with those that are called the Dragon Family in Hong Kong. And I'm going to give you some more information of who they are, what goes on, why they are doing this, and just let you know they are the ones that are funding our currency exchange. So, very, very interesting. So here we are. The year 2025, I actually started, it was in late 2013, 12 years ago, in my radio program. And within 2 weeks, I realized I needed to talk about what was called this currency exchange, because all the crazy stuff that people were talking about with the Iraqi dinar. And I started challenging the people on Dinar Recap, saying, this is absolutely crazy. You people are saying that you're going to get $25 to $30 per dinar. Where's Iraq getting all that money? Where are they coming up with the trillions of dollars to pay for all that? And I kept challenging them on who has the money. Show me the money. And they would never basically respond to that. They never answered that question. But in my program, I had come to understand that those who had the money were called the Dragon Family. So when I first started doing all this, there was a guy by the name of TNT Tony that was on Dinar Recap's radio program all the time. But there was another gentleman that would show up periodically, and his name was Neil Keenan. And he was the one that said it was the Dragon Family that had all this money. And I started doing my research, and I realized there might be something actually there. Because I looked at the history. Then I went back and I did some more history of searching. Who is this Dragon Family? Where did they come about and how did they come into being? And folks, this has to go back all the way a couple hundred thousand years to those ET group called the Anunnaki that came here and basically took control of Earth. And when the Anunnaki was here, they came here to mine the gold. And then when they were done mining their gold, the vast majority of them left. There was a few, though, that stay behind. And they report, and this is the information that comes out in these ancient Sumerian tablets that have been discovered in the last 20 to 40 years. And they said that before they left, they had received a decree from what we would call God, Source, or whoever it, we want to call it, but, you know, the ultimate being up there in the sky, if that's what your God, that they were to create these royal bloodline families that would rule over the humans until the right appointed time, and they would replace the Dragon Family's ruling. And these royal bloodlines were the Dragon Families. Now, it's important to understand that the Dragon Families are not just Chinese. They're European, Asian, Middle Eastern, and Chinese. They have different bloodlines, and there's different groups of them. Now, I have come to, when I started talking about this on my radio program, that it was the Dragon Families that were the ones that had all this, because what it was is that when the Anunnaki left the Dragon Families in charge, they gave them all of their leftover gold. And so the Dragon Family started with this massive amount of gold that nobody else on the earth had. That they had control of it. And they have been adding and adding to this gold, the amount that they have, for thousands of years. And they today have more gold than anybody in the world. But if you notice, they've kept themselves very low-key and very quiet and private. Because if Neil Keenan hadn't mentioned the Dragon Families, I don't know if I would have heard about them. And if you notice, you don't hardly ever hear anything about the Dragon Families. They're very meticulous. The ones that we have now, they have family lines, bloodlines that go back thousands of years. Because when I originally met with a man called the Red Dragon, he said he could trace his family genealogy back over 3,000 years. And he was a direct descendant of King David, out of the Bible. Now, why would a Chinese man do that? You have to understand, again, the history behind that. Because King David, he had a son, King Solomon. King Solomon was the man that married all these wives from different areas around the world. And he didn't go out and want to have a bunch of wives. What he was doing, he was marrying the daughters, the princesses of other kings, because you don't go to war with your wife's father. And so that's what he had done to build his empire. Well, there were, some of them were for Asia, and there was this one primary wife that was from Asia, and her name was Sheba, if I remember correctly. And when he was getting close to dying, and he had all of this gold, he left his gold over to control of Sheba. And when he passed, King Solomon passed away, she went back to Asia and took all of the, most of the gold with her. And that added to the Dragon Family gold that was already there. So they've had this gold for thousands of years. They've been very, very quiet about it. Well, as I said, I started talking about them briefly on my radio program. And then after about 6 months, and it was, this was in 2014, I got this email saying that there was a man who was what was called a representative of the ambassador to the Red Dragon of the Dragon Family, and he would like to talk to me. And so the next thing you know, I'm talking with this man called the ambassador, and we're talking on Skype, and he says, we've been listening to your programs, you know, that we know that you're talking about us, you're communicating about us, so let's get introduced, and I will tell you a little bit more about who the Dragon Family is. And for about 6 months, we would talk maybe two, sometimes three times a week, and he gave me all the history, the background of the Dragon Family, who they were, how they got there, how they had come into possession of all this gold and all these resources and money that they have. And after about 4 or 5 months, I then asked the question, well, can I come to Hong Kong and meet the man called the Red Dragon? And he said, yes. So in December of 2014, myself and this lady that I was dating at the time, we went to Hong Kong and we met the man called the Red Dragon and the ambassador to the Red Dragon. And that's where we became acquainted. And we got a first-hand review of everything that was there. And then they shared something with me. The man called the Red Dragon, he said, there's a reason why we have allowed you to come here. Because we've done our background and history on you. We probably know more about you than you know about you. And he came right out and he said, you are in our family bloodline. You're out of the European clans of the Dragon Families. And you have that Dragon Family blood in your family history. And that's why we have allowed you to come here to share with you. And that's why we allow you to talk about us on your radio programs and all this gold, because you are member of our family. Well, that went on for about 6 months, and after that we just kind of faded away, but I continued in this currency exchange, and I've been doing this now for almost 10 years, but it was, you know, that was about 9 years ago that we faded out, and I just continued to do in the currency exchange because I knew the money was real in the Texas processing office. We had had that verified, and we knew that at some point in time the funds would be released. Well, after all this time that had gone by, lo and behold, it was about 3 months ago, I got a text message from the ambassador again. And he was saying the RV is about ready to happen. And I said, you gotta be kidding. So I said, well, let's talk. So we called up and we talked on Skype for a little bit. And he started giving me a little more of the background. And he was in Hong Kong. And I said, how about if I come to Hong Kong and meet with you again? And he said, sure. So I made my first trip there to Hong Kong. We became reacquainted. And he started giving me the history and the background again about all this funding that they have, all the money that they have, and about how these funds are about ready to be released. And then I began to see a different perspective of the Dragon Family. And I really began to see how much they actually really have, who they really are. In essence, now this is hard to comprehend. If you haven't been there and been a part of it and seen what they have. They have more money than anybody in the world. They have more gold than anybody in the world. And this has been accumulating for them for thousands of years, but they have kept themselves very, very quiet. But they said now is the time for the shift to take place. Humanity, in its consciousness, in its awareness, has risen to the point that it's ready for a shift and change. We live in a world that is run and controlled by those that we call the cabal, and they run the world's money system, and the Federal Reserve is their vehicle they use to dominate and control the world's money supply, having their people in their camps become multi-billionaires while the rest of the masses of humanity are slaves working for their businesses to create their wealth for them. And basically what it was being communicated to me, it's time for that shift to change. It's time for these black hats, those that are part of the cabal, to be moved out of their power and control positions and allow humanity to rise up and take their place. And that is the purpose for this currency exchange, because how do you overcome these black hats who have these billions and billions of dollars? You take scores of thousands of people, everyday people like you and me, give us $1 million or more and told go spend it, and that totally upsets the current global financial control scenario. And because it's we get to say, we're not subject to your power and control anymore. We don't need you anymore. That's the purpose for this whole currency exchange, and that's the purpose for the shift that's taking place. I found out, yes, the Dragon family does control the Texas processing office, but very quietly and very secretly. And yes, they are the ones that have funded all of that. Now, when I was there, we were waiting to meet with the man called the Golden Dragon. Now, he's one of the top people in the Dragon family. And it was about 2.5 weeks ago, I was having breakfast with him. And I noticed that the Dragon family had this gold and money all around the world, and they were beginning to call it all back in and bring it all back to their headquarters in Hong Kong. And I asked him, why is the family bringing all the money back in? And let me quote him exactly what he said. It's time to take down the cabal and let humanity rise up in its place. You heard that correctly. It's time to take down the cabal and let humanity rise up in their place. That's the purpose of all these funds being released. It's not about you and me getting rich. It's about a collective awareness and consciousness where humanity gets to free itself from the free itself of this Babylonian debt slave system that we've been in for thousands of years. And so that's what's happening here now. Okay, so I found out that was with the man that was called the Golden Dragon. Now, he doesn't directly administrate all of the money, but he is one of the top people. But it's the man I call the ambassador is the one who has the administrative control of the release of all of these funds. And then there's another man that works with him, and his nickname is called the Billionaire Monk. Now, there's a story behind all that, and I'm not going to go into that tonight, but that's his nickname that they call him. And he is also involved. Now, when I was there about 9 years ago, I met with him, and we had a great, wonderful acquaintance coming together. And we were supposed to meet again, and we were in Hong Kong, and he was in Beijing, and we were waiting for him to come down and meet us. He was going to meet us, and he was supposed to come down last Friday, and it got delayed. And then when Monday rolled around, that's when the announcement came, and when they saw that huge typhoon hit Hong Kong yesterday. It was massive, and I've already seen that. And so what we felt, because he wasn't going to come down because of the typhoon, talking with the, you know, with the ambassador, he said it was best that I leave Hong Kong. So I left Hong Kong on Monday. I got home here on Tuesday afternoon and here it is now Wednesday night. And if you've been on Facebook, you can see the pictures of this massive destruction of what took place in Hong Kong, that typhoon that came through. They had recorded the winds at 150 miles per hour. And I thought, oh my gosh, it was massive. Now, it didn't hit Hong Kong directly. The eye went, you know, about, 20 to 30 miles south of it, but they were still in the wind shear, and they got those massive winds that were there. And it was best for me to leave. So, it was this morning, I was back in contact again with the man called the ambassador. And he had said, now that the hurricane has passed through and that they're recovering from some of that, he said, it's best for me to come back. So I will be going back to Hong Kong, probably on Sunday or Monday. As of now, that's when I will be going back. And again, I will be meeting with the man called the billionaire monk, because he has a lot of administrative control as well, all these funds that the family have. Now, let me share you what I've discovered. Yes, the family controls the Texas Processing Office, where all of our dong has been, and that is going to pay us in the exchange. Now, there are some administrative things that have to take place first, and I will be involved in that. I'm not at liberty to go into those details. Those administrative things will only take a couple of days. So I go back to Hong Kong. I'll probably be there for somewhere between 4 and 5 days. I'll come back home. It will take maybe somewhere from 3 days to a week for those administrative issues to take place. And then as of now, when that is done, that is when our funds will be released. So folks, we could possibly be seeing the release of our funds out of the Texas Processing Office in 2 to 4 weeks. Now, it's important to know, once they give the word for that to happen, you're not going to get your money right away. It's the process starts. The administrative process starts, and then that's what happens is the Texas Processing Office, everybody has to fill out new paperwork again. And you have a couple of additional documents that you will be required to sign. One of them is you're going to sign a document that you are going to, and you're going to tell in this document where your funds are going to be placed, what bank account they're going to go into. And you're going to allow, and that still could possibly be the credit union that we want to set up. And you're going to sign a document that the Dragon family has the right to watch your account and how you spend your money. Now, it's important to know that they are not going to micromanage how you spend your money. They are not going to do, they're not going to hire thousands of people watching your account every single day. The purpose of them being able to do that is if some of these funds show up in the hands of terrorists, drug dealers, and etc., high criminals, they want to know where the breakdown took place. Because the new banking systems and the credit unions are a part of that, is you can trace these currency exchanges 12 levels down, and they're going to want to see where did it break down, how did it get into the hands of certain criminals. That's the reason why, because they want to keep this money out of the hands of drug dealers, criminals, etc. Okay? So you will, and so all that new paperwork has to be done, and it all has to be completed, and you have to turn it back in, and then they will be ready to start the process of paying you. So it could take you a couple weeks to 4 weeks just to get your paperwork turned around. And when you realize they've got thousands of people they're doing this for, it's not going to happen overnight. But you'll know that the process has started. And once the process starts, you should be seeing some or most of your funds in somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks. And Lynn Cole, now you say that's a pipe dream, you hope to see it happen. You haven't been to Hong Kong where I have. You haven't seen the gold that they have. You think it's a pipe dream? Well, how about if I just shut you off and you can go find someone else to exchange your currency then, okay? Because I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm not stupid. I don't go around just talking about this freely and openly. I've checked the accounts. when I was there in Hong Kong the last time, I was supposed to go into the gold, the place where they have all this gold. It's called the cave. But the funds that were coming out of India with some gold, they kept getting delayed. And when that gold arrived, I was supposed to go in there and be able to see all of it that they have. That's just what's in Hong Kong, let alone what they have in other places all around the world, okay? So folks, this is the scoop of what's going on right now, okay? This is the situation of what is developing, and this is what is taking place. This is why I've been gone to Hong Kong for about the last couple of weeks, because it's all about us realizing what we've been waiting for some of us for 10 years, okay? So that's the scoop, folks. That's the history. That's the background. I don't want to go into any other details other than that. And I've noticed now somewhere along the way, I must not be doing things correctly on a free conference call, because nobody is typing in that they want to chat when the chat is open. I've got the chat open, but nobody is saying that they want to say anything. I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything there, but so, I've opened up the chat for anybody there on free conference call if you want to be able to just have any questions or anything. So, but I'm going to go through again, I'm going to scroll through all the comments that are coming in here on Facebook, and I'm going to see if there's any specific questions if there's anything that I might be able to be able to take care of on this. Okay, and thank you again. You're all saying that you can hear me very well and everything is very good. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Keep going. Everything is looking good. All right. Everything is good. So I think then, folks, I like sometimes just to keep the program short. There's no need for me to go on and on and on. And now remember, what I do is that when the program is over here, I've been recording this, so I will save the recording, and then I do a little bit of pre-editing and end editing, and then that's what I do is tomorrow I will send this out as a recorded video so that you can basically be able to see everything that's happening there. So, all right, so yes. Oh, what's my take on Nisarga Gasara? Folks, there is no such thing. Who in the world has the trillions of dollars to pay for Nisarga Gasara? Those are empty stories. Now, but let me say, there are aspects of it that, yes, that can happen over a period of time. But folks, you are not going to be able to take your currency into a bank or a processing center, turn it in, and walk out a multimillionaire. Folks, that is not going to happen. This whole currency exchange is basically controlled by the U.S. Treasury and the CIA for safety and security reasons. And everybody is going to have to fill out the paperwork, and everybody, they're going to do what is called a security exchange research behind you. They're going to basically do research about to make sure that there is no really felony activity that's involved in that, and this money isn't going to criminals. You're going to have to go through this process and be authorized by Treasury and go through a security background check before you're going to get any money. These people that have talked about just being able to, you know, on dinar recaps and go in and turn all that in, folks, that would never happen. If Treasury allowed that to happen, we would be funding and turning drug dealers and terrorists into multimillionaires, because they could just buy all this currency, walk in, and walk out with millions and millions of dollars. That is never going to happen, folks. You have to go through a background security check, and you have to have all that work done before any funds are released to you. So that Nisarga Gasara, as they talk about, folks, it is not happening that way, okay? Now, will all the funds be paid up front, or will it be a stream of payments? I don't know, okay? I don't know at this time. And no, there is not going to be anything paid in cryptocurrencies. Some of these people don't even know what cryptos are. It's going to be paid in fiat money into your credit union or bank account. And And then if you want to take that money and go buy your own cryptos, that's your business if that's what you want to do, okay? All right, I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Okay, how's the food in Hong Kong? Folks, there's all kinds of food. You can just get regular old American food anywhere you want to. If you want to, there's all kinds of different restaurants that are there. Hong Kong's an international city. So it's whatever you want to have there, that's what's there, okay? So there's no problem that if you're in Canada or another foreign country, okay? So phone number goes to your live feed. I don't know if that's what the problem is on the holdup, okay? Yes, there are going to be a lot of people disappointed in the RV because they're believing a fantasy. There's no, it's just crazy to think that that's how it's going to happen. They're believing in a fantasy. All right. Will the money be accompanied by a KYC letter? Your KYC letter, know your client, is going to come in advance, okay? All right. So I think that's it for now, folks. I don't have anything else. I've gone through all the comments here on Facebook, and I don't think I will be back next week because I think I'm still going to be in Hong Kong. Oh, any update about the bonds? Bonds will get paid out around the same time as the currencies, okay? So that's the scoop there. So with that, folks, thank you for joining me here tonight. I do send out the newsletter every week, even if I don't have a live program. So thanks for listening to this, and thanks for being a part of it. And hopefully we'll see you the next time I have a live program, all right? All right, thank you.